Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera. I'm sitting here at the computer doing some writing this morning and thinking back as Christmas time approaches. My head is filled with memories of the early year's gifts from Santa. My all-time favorite is the year I received my first bicycle. I had overheard my mom and dad secretly discussing if they were going to present it to me before Christmas morning. I don't recall the circumstances of why the early gift came about. At this point, I have to tell you I had already discovered the bicycle hidden in the smokehouse at Granddaddy Kendall's house. It was a double-edged sword of elation which turned into an agonizingly slow passing of the days. The door had a lock, but I could easily see through it, through the wide cracks in the cypress board walls, and at every opportunity, I would sneak a peek at that bright red soon-to-be-mine ticket to new adventures. I can recall every detail of the day in Revelation. Dad told me to get in the truck, and we headed to Granddaddy's house. I want to tell you, I was about to explode with excitement. We parked in the alley, and I hopped out like I was on a mission. I hadn't noticed that my dad was heading in the direction of the house because I was making a beeline to the smokehouse. I stopped dead in my tracks when he said, "Where are you going?" My heart sank, but I quickly recovered as he broke into a big grin. Mind you, it wasn't a new bike, but it was a real beauty. With five kids in the family living daily on a stretched-thin budget, this was huge. Learning to ride my bike was the next adventure. It was a smaller 26-inch model, and I used the running board of our truck to launch myself. Around the corner in front of Nanny and Honey Blackwell's house, there was a cinder block wall the perfect height to ease up to for a rest stop. A whole new world had opened up for me. The only danger was the occasional loose dog chasing me down the mostly gravel streets around town. I quickly became well-versed in bicycle repair, as the designs were pretty simple back then. The Western Auto was where I got my tube repair supplies. Every gas station in town had free air. I learned how to use balloons on the streets where they rubbed on the spokes to create the motorcycle sound. Easy Rider had nothing on me as I cruised the back streets of Bandera. Among the other presents I received over the years was an electric football game where the playing field vibrated, causing the players to move around. My brother Eddie and I shared that one. I believe it was my freshman year of high school when I got a skateboard. It was pretty crude when compared to today's boards. The only sidewalk of any length in the neighborhood was in front of the high school, which is now the middle school. I swear I do not recall anyone else in town having a board at that time. I do recall all the big cracks in the sidewalk, which caused me to have some memorable crashes. Christmas was always a big event in our house. One of the best things was going to Granddaddy's pasture to cut a cedar tree to decorate. I remember them ranging in size from large to huge. Funny how they always look smaller in the pasture. The tradition of Christmas dinner at Mom's house continued until her passing a few years ago. The smell of baked goods and the love shared in those gatherings will forever be a part of me. I have a vivid image of the grandkids going crazy in the living room as they tore into the many gifts stacked high in front of them. A far cry from the sometimes meager gifts we enjoyed in earlier life. But the one constant spanning of the years was the love of family we shared at Christmas time, growing up in Bandera. Merry Christmas and God bless.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source, locally owned and locally operated. Your news now.